I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, two men have been charged with stealing an 18-karat gold toilet.
Tony Kornheiser, we're in the clear. Which of your houses did you put it in? Look good in Arizona. It's sunny in Arizona. It would glint off the gold. It would really look good in
really
Arizona.
What's really ironic about this houses thing is I got the same number of houses as you. The exact same number.
No.
The exact.
Well, you got that extra. You got the extra apartment in Chicago. You got that. Come on now.
Not a house.
You got multiple dwellings. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Kyler Murray is set to return. The Lakers complain that LeBron isn't getting the calls. And Kendrick Perkins joins us for 5 good minutes. But we begin today with the news that Purdue is one of the Big Ten teams that was in receipt of Michigan's stolen signals last season before their meeting in the Big Ten championship game. Curiously, Purdue coach Ryan Walters has been out there stating that Michigan was breaking the rules by advanced scouting. Dan Wetzel today wrote on Yahoo that what Purdue did and what all the Big Ten teams that shared the decoded Michigan signals did is as bad as what Michigan did. Wilbon, do you think so?
Yeah. Yes. The first day this story came out, I said on sitting in this chair, they're all living in glass houses, so why are they throwing stones? This is insane. Coaches routinely pick up the phone in every sport to call their friends to say, hey, what do you think about, you know, these guys? You took it on the chin from them last week, or you beat them pretty good. They call their friends. This is what they do at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning. Their friends, other players, the reporters, they're on the phone constantly gathering intel about the next opponent. So that's why this whole thing, I realize it's a rule and Michigan's going to probably be held at some point accountable, but it's all fraudulent, Tony. It's all garbage because people do what they do to get an edge to find out what you're going to do. And if anybody denies that or wants to just say Michigan has a monopoly on this, they're liars and frauds.
So I think what we have here is we have to get back to square one. Because when you find out that other schools in the same conference did this and Michigan was victimized, that causes you to re-examine what's going on here. Is it ethical to steal signals? Is it ethical to use that information? And then is it ethical to yell at somebody else for doing it when you've done it? No, it's not ethical, but it is part of the fabric of all college sports and pro sports. I don't think what Purdue did is the same or as bad as what Michigan did, because Michigan broke the rule. It's a stupid rule. No advanced scouting in person.
There's a difference.
But it's a rule, and every coach knows it. What Purdue did was violate a moral rule, and that's sort of more in a gray area to me. I'm not going to defend Michigan. I'm not. I don't think Michigan can be defended. But I will say this. If you're worried, and you should be worried, about signals being stolen in every sport on every level, change your signals.
Yes.
Assume that they have your signals and change your signals. Why is that so hard?
Tony, let me just disagree with you only on one small point. I don't think it's an ethical issue on the part of Purdue. Again, you've known coaches for 50 years. Do you not know the coaches, even those who are dear friends of yours, to pick up the phone, to call a best buddy, to find out what to do against State tomorrow night?
But that's not the same as specifically violating the rule by sending people up there to
get No. I agree with that part. I'm just saying I'm not going to come down. It's about the same. It amounts to
Let me just say this. I think the sanctimony of Purdue here is a little much.
Yeah.
It's a little much.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
Sanctimony of all of them is too much. Glass houses, boys. Glass houses. Let's move to the National Football League, where the Cardinals have finally named Kyler Murray their starting quarterback for Sunday's game against the Falcons. It'll be Murray's first game in nearly a year since tearing the ACL in his right knee. Tone, the Cards are currently kind of sort of in line for the number one overall pick in the upcoming draft. So what should that organization be hoping for with Murray's return?
Well, I would hope that they'd be hoping that Murray was great and he went out there and won all the games. Mike, he was the overall number one pick in the draft by Arizona a few years back, and they're paying him $230 million. And if they don't want him, if they want to fall to the bottom so they can pick another quarterback, then don't put Kyler Murray out there because he gives them their best chance to win. Without him, they are 1-13 in their last 14 games. His record as a starter in the league is 25-31-1. And that doesn't look very good, but looks better than 1-13.
Yeah, it is.
The first eight games were started by Josh Dobbs for Arizona. Josh Dobbs, the miracle man of Minnesota last week, and all credit to him. But he was 1-7 in Arizona. He had eight touchdown passes in eight games. So if you want to lose them all, stay with him and don't bring Kyler Murray in.
Well, Tone, that 1-14 record is also a reflection of how bad the Cardinals are in so many places. A lot of places. So you hope Kyler Murray comes back and is physically well and gets all the way back to where he was a year and a half, two seasons ago, and actually got off to a great start. Weren't they like 8-0 at one point? And you hope they're that.
8-0, and people said he was the MVP at that point.
So
and
now you can then fill some of those holes with a high draft pick. They're still going to stink. Kyler Murray's not going to turn them around right now. They're going to stink. And so maybe you can find your way to draft the wide receiver from Ohio State University, the Ohio State, who I hope is still on the board with another team with Chicago roots picks. But the Cardinals, Tony, they're not going to somehow turn their season around because of Kyler Murray. They got to start worrying, oh, we need to tank. Their team is not so good that he's going to change that fortunes overnight.
When you're 1-13 and Kyler Murray's not there, how is it his fault that you're terrible?
Yeah.
It's
you're
not
bad.
His fault that you're terrible.
You're bad overall.
We move on. The Los Angeles Lakers have contacted the NBA league office requesting more free throws for LeBron James. They've sent along tape to prove the officials are hosing LeBron. Last year, LeBron averaged 5.9 free throw attempts per game. So far this year, he's averaging 5.7 attempts. This has the Lakers livid. Wilbon, do you think the Lakers have a case?
This is garbage. Okay? It's garbage. LeBron James is one of the, at worst, the five greatest players of all time. And right now, at 132 years old, he's one of the six or seven best players in the league now. So what are they doing? LeBron James doesn't need somebody with a cup standing on the corner begging for him. This ought to be embarrassing. Here's how you do this. You do it the old-fashioned way. You're on the floor with referees. You're on the floor with them. You talk to them. You work them. You work the referee. LeBron James is as smart and as circumspect and as charming as any damn body who's ever played. So go out there and do your thing with the officials on the floor. You and your coaches and your teammates if you need to. But to beg the league for more free throws should be beneath the Los Angeles Lakers. It's garbage.
Yeah. I think LeBron has actually tried to work the referees, and it hasn't worked at this point.
Please.
Look, Mike, I'm sure that every single game, there are one or two times when LeBron James goes to the basket and he gets fouled and they don't call it. And I'm sure that's true with 100 other players in the league. The Lakers are now, and let's get the numbers straight, the Lakers are now complaining that LeBron James is getting, after seven games, is getting 0.2 fewer free throw attempts.
Stop it.
Not one, not
Stop
half.
It. You ought to be embarrassed.
0.2,
begging.
Right? And they are complaining about this. I want to check my notes because I wrote things down that I thought were pretty funny. By the way, after seven games, 0.2 is statistically irrelevant. Many big-time players in the league are down this year so far, this brief season so
far.
There's no physicality. The four guys who had the highest amount of free throw attempts last year are down. I'm going to read them here. Giannis is down 2.6, not 0.2. Embiid down 2. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander down 5.7, Doncic down 2.5, and the Lakers are whining about 0.2, which is pathetic. You don't call mommy about 0.2.
Begging. Stop it. They ought to be in. You know, I say there's no shame all the time. There's no shame. The Lakers begging for LeBron. LeBron James is one of the best players now. And don't tell me he can't work this out on the court and get
How
in the head
coach
of
go
some
out
of the
there?
Officials. I don't
How did coach
that.
Go out there the way Pat Riley and Phil Jackson went out there when Magic Johnson and Michael Jordan didn't get shots? Have you coached Darvin Ham go out there? Let's take a break. Coming up, the Celtics and Sixers play tonight. Which 5-1 team is more improved? We're going to ask Kendrick Perkins.
And as Victor Wembanyama takes the court in Madison Square Garden, the world's most famous arena, we'll also ask Perk whether playing there is the religious experience it's built up to be.
Begging the league.
Really?
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Crown Royal. Live generously, and life will treat you royally. Please drink responsibly.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You are watching Pardon the Interruption, presented by Crown Royal, part of Happy Hour.
Fourteen games are on the NBA schedule tonight, including a couple of high-profile ones.
Ball night!
Which makes it a perfect time to bring in our great friend ESPN NBA analyst Kendrick Perkins. Let's start with this. Okay, in the East tonight, the Celtics are at the Sixers. A lot of changes on both teams in the offseason. Which team to you looks more improved over last season?
Look, I know the Celtic fans are going to want to revoke my card, but I don't give a damn. I'm a champion now. I'm going with the 76ers, and I'm standing on business today. One, they got James Harden out of the way of Tyrese Maxey. Now we're able to see the best version of him.
Amen.
And we have seen what him and Joel Embiid could do together in the two-man game. Two, we're about to see the best version of Tobias Harris under Nick Nurse. Number three, I love the move that Daryl Morey made for us getting back those pieces like a Nicholas Batum and a Covington. Because if those guys don't work out, guess what? Philly is still eye candy, and you could be patient. And by the trade deadline in February, maybe you could make a move for a Pascal Siakam and bring him in. But again, I love the direction that Philly is going, and I believe that they won for us if I had to pick between them and Boston.
Glad to hear Perk preaching on Tyrese Maxey. Let's go out west for a second. The Warriors are 5-1 on the road after being dreadful, 11-30 last year. They're in Denver to face the Nuggets tonight. Perk, I think I've heard you say this in recent days. You think it's important for the Western contenders to win in Denver, do you not?
I do. I think it's important for the Western contenders to get home court throughout the playoffs. Because if the Denver Nuggets get home court advantage again, they're going back to the NBA Finals. They were 10-1 last season. Right, had this in the postseason. They had the second best home record, and so people thought I was crazy when everybody was criticizing Anthony Davis after game one for his second half performance. And I came out and I said that altitude is a real thing. All Perk, you making excuses. And then all of a sudden, about two or three games ago, I was watching the Nuggets play, and I heard Michael Porter Jr. say in the interview, we want to get out and run, and we want to use the altitude to our advantage. And I say, well, damn, here we are.
Let's go to a place where there's no altitude, the special place in Tony's heart, Madison Square Garden, the world's most famous arena, where Victor Wembanyama makes his debut tonight, and he's talking about how he's heard it's the greatest gym in the world, but he thought it was a little small. Interesting observation. Perk, do you remember your first time walking into the Garden, what you thought of it and what you think of it now?
Well, I mean, it's everything you could imagine, right? Walking up that long hill or whatever you want to call it. I didn't take the elevator. People say, Perk, you got to walk up the hill. I walked up the hill. And you look at all the photos and pictures that are on the wall, right? The events that were held there. You see Jay-Z. You see Mike Tyson. You see everything. And then all of a sudden it hit you like, I'm in Madison Square Garden, right? And then all of a sudden the game start. And you see Spike Lee. And you see all the stars sitting courtside. Like, it's just a different vibe. And until Wemby actually get to the actual game, not shoot around, then ask him that post-game, and I guarantee you his answer will be different.
I will get you out of here on this. The other night, I made a colossal mistake in my viewing habit. I watched Kyle Kuzma and Jordan Poole and the rest of the Wizards.
Loss, Tony.
Yeah, against Philadelphia. And they gave up. They don't play any defense at all. And they gave up about 75 points in the first half. And I thought this could be one of the worst teams certainly this year, but maybe ever. They just look terrible. They don't play any defense at all. When you watch the Wizards, what do you see?
Well, I don't watch them because it's an embarrassment to the league, okay? First of all, they started their season off with a fashion show. That showed me that they wasn't locked in and focused. Secondly, anytime my kids try to watch them, I make them go to bed because I don't want them picking up bad habits, right? They got to figure things out in Washington. I do not watch the Washington Wizards, and I don't encourage no young fella out there that's trying to learn the game of basketball and play the right way to watch the Washington Wizards.
Take that, Tony.
They don't play any defense. They just don't. Thank you, Kendrick.
Perk,
thank you.
Appreciate you.
Thanks.
Let's take one last break. Still to come, the top of the college football playoff standings remain unchanged. Is that the right call?
And Paige Bueckers is about 70 minutes away from returning to the court for UConn. What should we expect? Tony, I told you, what are you doing watching the Wizards? What are you doing?
Mike,
it's a ball
Mike,
night. There's no Wizards.
I think they have the worst defense in the league. I think they allow the most points in the league.
I don't disagree with that. Matthew's
like
not allowed.
127
I'm taking Perk's advice. Matthew, no, we're not going.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Crown Royal. Live generously, and life will treat you royally. Please drink responsibly.
Happy time, people. Happy 34th birthday, Giancarlo Stanton. Stanton missed 61 games this season, mostly with a strained hamstring. He has missed a pile of games since coming to the Yankees. Stanton was the best power hitter in baseball when he was on the Marlins. He was the NL MVP in 2017, when he hit 59 home runs. Stanton had 267 homers in Miami in 8 years, but since he moved to the Yankees, he seems diminished. He had 24 homers this year. He batted just 191. In his six seasons in New York, Stanton has 135 home runs. In those same six seasons, Aaron Judge has 201 home runs. The Yankees have not gotten to the World Series with Stanton, who made $32 million this season. And you wonder, Mike, if at some point the team will release him.
Tony, I just wonder if this fall off means he's still a lock for the Hall of Fame. Anybody in the Hall hit under 200 for a season? I'm just saying, I mean, he had such at the top, the beginning, the first X number of years were so, so good.
Yeah.
He may hit 600 home runs, and I guess you have to put him in there. I guess you do.
Happy anniversary, Scott Frost, on this day 26 years ago, with number one Nebraska trailing Missouri by a touchdown with just 7 seconds to play. Frost threw a pass that was kicked by a receiver in the end zone and then was miraculously caught by teammate Matt Davidson. This play is lovingly referred to in Nebraska as the flea kicker. It helped Nebraska hold on to its ranking, and after the Huskers beat Peyton Manning in Tennessee in the Orange Bowl, Nebraska shared the national championship with Michigan. And that's why people were so excited when Frost was hired to coach Nebraska, and so disappointed when Frost went 16-31 there, 10-26 in the Big Ten, and was fired early last season.
Yeah, Tony, the landscape of college football has changed so dramatically. Nobody gets to just stay there forever. You don't get just like rent control and just stay at the top forever in the pit. You don't now. You lose a coach, you have a couple of bad seasons, and it can be tough to get back there.
Georgia's there 2.5 years at the moment. Happy trails to the San Jose Sharks, 11-game losing streak. The Sharks avoided becoming the team with the worst start in NHL history by beating Philadelphia last night 2-1 and ending their losing streak at 11. That's tied for the worst start ever, but at least San Jose isn't out there all alone. Quote, "It's a lot of relief in here," said San Jose goalie Mackenzie Blackwood, who made 38 saves. The Sharks had allowed 10 goals in each of their previous two games. Through their first 11 games, Mike, the Sharks had allowed the most goals in the NHL, 55, and had scored the least, just 12. Quote, "It's not like they were going to go 0-82, said Flyer center Sean Couturier. Might have felt like it, though.
Tony, I'm not going to act like an advanced scout, but there doesn't seem like there's a Connor Bedard-like figure or a Connor McDavid-like figure to tank for, although it's supposed to be a pretty deep draft. But, man, you get off to this bad start. What's the reward at the end of the tunnel?
All right, let's go to the big finish if we could. The top four college football playoff rankings stayed the same. Is that okay with you?
I think so, Tony. I mean, you could say to Ohio State, okay, we're going to dock you because you struggled with Rutgers, but Rutgers is better, and nah, I'm fine with it. Rick Pitino and St. John's beat your fave, Stony Brook, by 16 in the opener last night. I watched some of that. You impressed?
Look, I think Rick Pitino is going to win a lot of games at St. John's, and I'm so happy when Stony Brook loses because they're not Binghamton. Justin Fields, doubtful for tomorrow night's big battle with the Panthers. Big battle. Your thoughts?
Tyson Bagent better do his gig because the Bears have to win that game. Have to beat Carolina. We have Carolina's pick. Have to win. The Angels hired Ron Washington as their manager. That makes sense?
He took Texas to the World Series a couple of times, I believe, and he's 71 years old. Last two World Series winners, Dusty Baker was 73, Bruce Bochy 68. Maybe
old
there's guys, a trend
baby,
there.
Yeah.
Last one, Paige Beckers returns tonight as UConn opened its season against Dayton. What do you expect?
Geno says that she's a better player now than she was when she was National Player of the Year in pre-injury. I hope that's true. That'd be great to watch.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. Bob Dolan, Hall of Fame.
Bob
shout out.
Dolan, yes, sir. I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now, here's SportsCenter. You and Dolan, you haven't invited me out lately. You know, what am I? Mincemeat now?
Yeah.
Not worthy?
Sad for you. I'm playing with him tomorrow.